In-person voting for the Democratic primary in the 24th Congressional District will be held Tuesday as candidates attempt to unseat Republican John Katko in November. Dana Balter is encouraged by the nearly 26,000 paper ballots sent in so far. She's been engaging supporters through virtual events and considers a vote for her as a vote to also defeat the president.
A president who would put his own reelection prospects, his own political needs, ahead of the very survival of Americans doesn't belong in office. This election, we have the opportunity not only to replace him with a president who is competent and compassionate, but we also have the opportunity to replace his enablers in Congress.
She says holding virtual events were more accessible than in-person campaign events, but it has brought to light the digital divide because not everyone can participate online. Her challenger and Navy veteran Francis Knoll compares his campaign to when he was called to serve after 9/11.
And called to serve again when we face great threats internal, a horrific pandemic, divided nation, a president who threatens peace, stability in American lives, our working families falling behind.
Primary day is on Tuesday, and it's also the last day paper ballot voting can be sent through U.S. mail. Ballots must have a postmark of June 23rd. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.